All right, as promised, we are joined right now by an NBA champion. 17 years in the NBA, nearly 15,000 career points, an Olympic bronze medalist, host of the Sports Gap, co-host of the Road Trippin' podcast, co-host of the Detox podcast. Today he appears courtesy of Shamrock Farms Rockin' Protein. I'm talking about Richard Jefferson. Richard, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm great. I have a lot of jobs now that you mentioned. Jeez, I got...
Good for you, dude. You do have a lot of jobs. Are you still there, Richard? I lost you for a minute.
Yes, I'm still
okay,
here.
Okay, good. Yeah, man. So you do have a lot of jobs. Yeah. That speaks very, very well of you. What's it like having all those jobs and all those platforms?
Honestly, you know what? So the Detox podcast was, I had some good friends, Geeter and Alex Curry and Matt Leinart, and they invited me on their podcast, and then I never left. This was during the summer. And then I went back to my team, the Cavs, after we won, and I decided to start my own podcast. So that's how the road tripping thing got started. And then I was bored, so I started the Sports Gap. So it's just one of those things. You know this, Jim, and I've always been, watched you and grew up watching you. Like, it's all about how hard you work and you finding opportunities and continuing to grind. I saw you would fly out to do a segment on CBS football. And it was just like, dude, you work hard. That's what you're going to do. The people that survive in this industry are the ones that are constantly working and trying to improve and putting in the time and the effort.
My man, I appreciate that, Richard. Thank you very much for saying so. And you do understand that. You've always understood that. And I'm glad you mentioned Geeter. Geeter is one of my favorite guys ever. You and Chris McGee were on the Detox podcast telling a story about you doing a TV hit when LeBron walked by. What happened in that moment and what did LeBron call you?
Am I allowed to say that? I don't know what the written. Okay.
No, we got to clean up exactly what he called you. But give me a sense of what he called you.
He called me a bald MF-er, and it was funny because when you're in the bubble and you're in this space, like you have like a camera and a boom mic that you're not holding for the people at home, and you have to wear a mask. So all of a sudden, he walks kind of behind that mic and says it while I'm on live television. So I don't know that the boom mic picks it up until after I hear it, but I don't know everyone else at home heard it. And that's when I get off. I'm getting texts from all sorts of people. It's like, yo, LeBron just said, and I was like, man, do you see how people treat me? Do you see how like, these are people that I consider friends, and they are just making my job very, very hard. Now, if I would have said something crazy and be like, and I would have responded, then I would have lost my job. Do you see how these people treat us?
No, I understand this, Richard. I think that also you already understand this, but I think it's something that bears repeating. When you just said to me, am I allowed to say that? Because you do so many different things for so many different platforms, always remember the room, right? Like, if you do enough broadcasting the way you do, you might forget where you are. Am I on ESPN? Am I doing a podcast? Is it terrestrial radio? You have to be so careful because if you misstep once and you forget what the room is, that could be the end.
Oh, very, very quickly. And, I'll give a shout out to my guy, Ian Eagle, who does so much football stuff. And when I first started calling games with him, he taught me so, so much. Because when you do a podcast, it's like there can't be dead air, very similar to radio. You can't be dead air. But when you're calling a basketball game, it's all about, allowing for the crowd noise and the sneakers squeaking and the ball bouncing and allowing for that to enter in the room. And I will say this, like the one thing that I've learned is, and people don't understand this about media that you do, every single platform has a different cadence and style of talking. Doesn't matter if it's radio, if it's calling a game, if it's an analyst on different shows, whether it's First Take or whatever, everything has a different cadence and a different setup and a different style. And the people that learn to master that, it is really, truly beautiful to watch if you know what you're looking for.
It's extremely well said. Richard Jefferson is joining us. He's appearing courtesy of Shamrock Farms Rockin' Protein, which we'll get to in a minute. I mean, obviously, Richard, your basketball IQ was off the charts. You played the game at a really high level for a really long time. So I'm curious, how special is LeBron's basketball IQ, and then how does that show up on the court?
Well, it's so funny. I was telling this on a Detox podcast. I said, it's like, look, I can speak at basketball and communicate basketball at a very high basketball IQ level. But guys like Rondo and Bron, they play and understand the game at a very, very high basketball level that I honestly was not at. And very few people, I think, in their careers ever reached that. In my career, I think playing with like Jason Kidd, Tim Duncan, Greg Popovich. There are just certain people that just they're what Luka Doncic is the one that I've seen recently that like, oh, he's not playing the same game as everybody else. And, you know, for a guy like Bron, I think, you know, even he said it. He said the guy at 35 would destroy the 25-year-old Bron just because he's continued to improve his basketball IQ and study games and study the history and study player tendency, coaching tendencies. You know, those are things that, you know, I think are part of the reason why he's been, you know, at the top for so long, because it's not just about physical. It's about how you handle the mental aspects of the game, because the game's always changing.
We're talking to Richard Jefferson. Richard, I'm curious, like the Clippers, meanwhile, I mean, I can go on and on about the Lakers and all the great things that they accomplished in the postseason and in the bubble. And then you have the Clippers, like take Kawhi Leonard, a two-time finals MVP. And there was a lot of talk about whether or not he was, in fact, the best player in the league. Does the collapse against the Nuggets make you see him in a different light at all?
I wouldn't say a different light. I think when people have a great run like Kawhi did have, I think a lot of times we can elevate somebody to a place that rightfully so they should be on, but is that their place full time? Like when people are like, oh, Kawhi could be the first one to win finals MVP for, you know, 3 years in a row. And it's like, well, Kawhi wasn't even an all-star the first time he won finals MVP, right? So you have to understand that, like, there's levels to consistent greatness. And, you know, what he did in Toronto was amazing. But I think there's still a lot of work for him and his teammates to do. And I don't think that they should be destroyed for how they played in that fourth quarter and on the 3-1. But I think in their first year, you're going to have some hiccups, and you got to learn, and you got to learn how to pick that up, because we do love to see how teams respond and players respond to down moments.
So what do you think about Ty Lue? You played for Ty Lue. How do you think that fit works? Do you like the fit, and how do you think those players, that group, will respond to Ty Lue?
I think Ty Lue is a great, great fit, and I think I'm glad that he got the deal that he deserved. This is a man that, you know, went to multiple finals, you know, coached, you know, in the NBA championship and won one. He didn't deserve a 3-year deal. And look, I stand by this. If Ty Lue would have taken the job, I believe that they would have won a championship also, because I think T. Lou and Frank Vogel, I think these guys both would have been great for the job of coaching the Lakers. And think about how hard that was for T. Lou to turn down the Laker job and to pair up with Bron, who he had a great relationship, and Anthony Davis. And, you know, but there was just things about the job that he wasn't going to concede. And, you know, one of the things I heard a long time ago is set your price and live your life. Right. And he set his price, and the Lakers weren't willing to meet that price. And so he lived his life. And now he has an opportunity to coach a great team in Los Angeles that with players that he has a great relationship with.
I think that's a great, great line. Set your price and live your life. Which, let me ask you really quickly before I talk to you about Rockin' Protein. You had a great NBA career. You've had a fascinating NBA career. And I could go on and on and ask you anecdotally about that. But you're also a member of that great Arizona Wildcat family. Tommy Tolbert's one of my best friends ever. There are so many interesting players and figures and characters that came out of that program. What's it like to be a part of that Wildcat family?
You know what? It's just great. And, you know, with the passing of Lute Olson and with, you know, you see how many players, like we did a Zoom call, which obviously just doesn't do someone that has that type of greatness. It doesn't do them any type of respect. But just to get on that Zoom call and see players that he coached from the 80s, and I mean the 70s and the 90s and the 2000s, and just watch so many emotional guys, you know, it was such a huge family that this man cultivated and created everywhere he went. He was like your grandfather, but he was a brilliant basketball mind. And, you know, even to this day, you look at his impact. You have Andre Iguodala, you have, Steve Kerr, you have so many guys on television that are still, Luke Walton, who is the head coach for the Sacramento Kings. You're just, his fingerprints are still on this game in a very, very heavy way. And he literally retired like 15 years ago.
And not only that, but never, ever forget that what he inherited and what he started with and what that program was when he first got there and what he built it into. Now, Richard, one of the things I'm always, always fascinated with is athletes and the way they approach their post-career physically in terms of nutrition and the way they get after it. I mean, some guys go as hard as ever. It's a lifestyle. Others say, you know what? I kind of earned this. I don't want that life. I don't want to do that anymore. You're working with Shamrock Farms Rockin' Protein. How did that relationship come to be? And what do you like about their protein?
Well, you know what I love about their protein is, one, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and I used to see their signs all the time. I used to drive by, you know, their sign on my way to practice every single day. So to be a local kid and to see, have a company that you always drank growing up. And for me, it's like, I want to keep working out. I have a 3-year-old and I have a 5-year-old, and, you know, I love running around. I live in Hermosa Beach. I'm constantly working out. It's just part of like my lifestyle. It's some of the things that keeps me sane. And so to have a partnership with something that you've already drank, I've always been a fan of, and I really, really enjoy the product. Even now, I just got done working out, and you know, anybody that works out knows you got to get your protein in, you know, 30 minutes before, after your workout's in. So to be able to grab something that quick, that's delicious, that's easy, and it's something that, you know, you grew up, there's a nostalgia there for me. So, you know, I'm so excited about the partnership, and, you know, I try and promote healthy living, especially because athletes go through so much. When they retire, they always say athletes die twice. And, you know, it's once when you retire and then once in real, you know, in life. But, you know, there can be that moment there. And I think continuing to work out, continuing to get up and push your body and push your brain, I think it does wonders for you.
I love that. He is appearing courtesy of Shamrock Farms Rockin' Protein. Richard Jefferson, NBA champion. And as I mentioned, there are various platforms. Host of the Sports Gap, co-host of the Road Trip and Podcast, co-host of the Detox Podcast. Richard, thank you so much. Great to get caught up with you. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Great job, Richard Jefferson. He's made that transition to a post-playing career beautifully.